Frederick Point North property owner Larry Durst told the city council Monday that Petersburg Power and Light did a beautiful professional job of installing the new power line along the road he lives on, but Durst was not happy about what it was going to cost for a hookup.
I feel that we're being unjust treated for the price to hook up our power to the city grid.
How much is it to hook your power?
It's $2,200 where anybody in the community, it's $400 or $500, I'm not exactly sure.
It is $400 to hook up elsewhere in the city if it's less than 100 feet from the line to the house. The substantially higher connection charge at Frederick Point is meant to help Petersburg Power and Light recoup the cost of the newly constructed line. The utility fronted the $300,000 or so from its reserves, and that was instead of asking property owners to agree to pay for it up front, which is how the city would normally do such an extension under city code, according to Electric Superintendent Joe Nelson.
The only other way to do it would be with a special improvement district, which we did not have. With an SID, everybody would pay the money up front also. So this was really bending over backwards to make this happen, to get the line out there, do it with power reserve, but have a mechanism to get the money, the capital investment back, because the amount of revenue coming in off of that line in the near term, the first 7 to 10 years, won't even pay for the O&M of that line. So we need to get that capital investment back.
Nelson said the city came up with the fee by dividing the total cost of the project by the number of lots that would be served by it. The council took no action on the issue, though Councilor Melinda Hofstad did question whether this was equitable with how line extensions have been done in the past. Also Monday, the City Council heard an update on the proposed electrical intertie between Petersburg and Cake. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer and City Manager Richard Underkoffler traveled to Cake earlier this month to meet with local and state officials on the long-awaited project. Underkoffler said the State Department of Transportation and the Alaska Energy Authority were looking for community input on their latest proposal. The state wants to combine the electrical intertie with the road linking Petersburg to Cake along the north shore of Kuprinoff Island. That's instead of building the line and a road across south central Kuprinoff.
We were told the construction, operating, and maintenance cost for the center-south route that was recommended in the 2005 Southeast Conference study would be higher due to the need for a shuttle ferry across both Wrangell Narrows and Duncan Canal. ADOT believes, that's the Alaska Department of Transportation, believes it can reach an accommodation with those representing environmental protection interests if the northern route of the road and the power line is set back from the Wrangell Narrows. We were asked once again to introduce a council resolution favoring the northern route for the road and the intertie.
Before Petersburg would consider such a resolution, Underkoffler said he told the state the city needed cost estimates and comparisons. Several of the city councilors were skeptical of the state's road plan. Dwyer saw value in having a road to maintain a power line, but he also worried it could delay the electrical connection.
The maintenance of the line is important, and if it has a road alongside of it, it's a good idea. But I think from discussing the issue with Cake, they need the power and they need it as quick and as cheap as possible. But if we have, my concern was waiting for that road to be installed. It might take forever to get that power line in if we're waiting for that.
And Electric Superintendent Nelson pointed out that a power line on the central route could be built along existing logging roads that are good enough to use for line maintenance. If the state was just building the power line and not a road for regular traffic, Nelson thought the central route would be cheapest, as did Councilor John Haverlick.
If we, support this BS road on the northern end, one, it'll never be maintained, it'll never be built, and they'll never get a power line. If we go through the central part, put underground cables or underground lines through the two water areas, it can be built extremely cheaply.
Citing a cost estimate of over $128 million for a basic pioneer road from Petersburg to Cake, Councilor Melinda Hofstad did not think the state would ever build it.
I just can't see the DOT taking that money out of Anchorage in Fairbanks in Mat-Su and putting it going to a village of 400 people. I can't ever believe they're going to do that. So I think that it would just delay them getting their intertie.
None of the councilors suggested supporting the state's latest proposal Monday. And in other energy news, the councilors approved a two-year, $160,000 contract with the consulting firm Hatch Acres for preliminary study and Federal Energy Regulatory Commission licensing work on two potential and one existing hydroelectric plant.
The first task deals with exploring the feasibility of the Cabin Creek for a small hydro project. The second task has to do with moving some money that was previously appropriated for the periodic safety inspection of the Blind Slough project and puts it under this contract. And then the third task is for filing a competing application for the Ruth Lake project at Thomas Bay.
Such an application would compete with the Bellingham-based company Cascade Creek LLC, which wants to build a hydro plant in Ruth Lake as part of a larger series of hydro projects in Thomas Bay. A Petersburg application for Ruth Lake could also compete with the borough of Wrangell, where the assembly has entered into a controversial agreement to have confidential discussions with Cascade Creek. Petersburg residents and the city council have formally opposed the company's initial plans and have instead been considering local development of a project at Ruth Lake. The six councilors present approved the consulting contract with Hatch unanimously. The council also gave the go-ahead for city staff to negotiate a contract with Electric Power System. That's another consulting firm that will come up with alternatives to the city's oil-fired boilers and do an energy audit of city-owned buildings. The project is estimated to cost $150,000. Meanwhile, with more people switching to electric heat, the council approved a $32,000 contract for new transformers to handle the load. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.